Welcome to KWMR. Today, as a special edition of The French Connection, we will interview Maestro Stuart Chaffet. We will be calling in to explain to us what the Marin Symphony is about, to start upon a new venture. It's pretty fun. It involves music, of course, it's a symphony. It involves acrobatics. It involves a circus. It's called Le Cirque de Symphonie. And the conductor for those pieces of music, which are called pop classic because they're short and full of energy, Maestro Stuart Chaffet will be here to present to us. Called the Marin Symphony Pop. And of course, you need a conductor for those pops. And the conductor will be Maestro Stuart Chaffet. Good afternoon, sir.
Hi, how are you, Emmanuel?
I'm very good. I'm so glad you called in. This is something totally new for the Marin Symphony?
Yes, absolutely. We're going to have fun and get into some pops this season with a wonderful Cirque de la Symphonie program on Saturday the 14th and Sunday the 15th of September.
Yes, but you're not the conductor of the Symphony of Marin.
The music director is Alistair Neal.
Yes.
Wonderful Alistair Neal. Yes, I'm the new principal pops conductor starting this season.
So the conductor is not going away. You're just coming in to do two presentations of some short piece with acrobats. How does that going to work?
Well, you have a feast for the ears and the eyes. And when you have such beautiful music, it really does stand on its own. But if you can imagine seeing acrobats doing the most outrageous and cool stuff in front and on top and in the audience of the symphony orchestra, it just adds to that much more excitement.
Yeah, I can imagine. And those pieces we heard two pieces so far. We heard that Bizet piece and then Mendelssohn Symphony No. 4, the finale of that. It's pretty witty and pretty going together. Can people clap?
Oh, we encourage clapping. We especially applauding for the fantastic Cirque de la Symphonie when they see some of these amazing contortions and balancing acts and people flying around on silks. We encourage singing and dancing and clapping and having a good time always.
So
Cirque de la Symphonie.
Cirque de la Symphonie is a group, and we'll talk about them later on after a little music break. Let's talk about you. You spend a lot of time in Hawaii?
Yeah, I was the timpani player for the Honolulu Symphony for 20 years.
Oh, my goodness. And then you quit, or? Oh.
Yeah, well, you know, this conducting thing started taking off a little bit, and my wife is actually from Terra Linda, and we just decided to move back to the mainland, and she's the conductor for the Marin Youth Symphony and also the Virtuoso String Program at San Domenico School. So it was just an opportunity to come back to the mainland, and in particular, to come back to the place that she loved, which was Marin County. And since I've been here now almost 10 years, I have grown to love it, and I see why she loves it. Been here 10 years.
Fantastic. Where were you trained in music?
Well, I did my undergrad in percussion performance at the University of Cincinnati College Conservatory of Music, and then I went on for my master's in percussion at the Eastman School of Music in Rochester.
Now, that's percussion. How about conducting?
Well, you know, as an interesting story, I took a conducting course in the summer called the Conduct Institute with Harold Farberman. So it was the Harold Farberman Conductors Institute at Hart School Music, and that's where I met my wife. So I was lucky on both accounts. I got to conduct a little, but more importantly, meet my future wife. So it was a win-win for all. But mostly, I learned by getting up and doing. I think it's really hard to train as a conductor unless you really get up there and experience what it feels like to be on the podium. Well, you know what I mean?
Yes, yes, for sure. I mean, you're conducting. I mean, you got the breaks.
Yes, yes, yes. And it's wonderful because having been with a symphony orchestra for so long, you were able to, especially on the timpani, were able to focus on what worked and what didn't work with a conductor. And you can hear immediately when the orchestra was together or whether they needed more guidance or they needed to be left alone. All those things that you sort of develop as working with an ensemble as a player, it helped me translate it to the podium. And I feel really lucky to have that experience.
Wow. So you're going to be here next week. But are you a principal somewhere else?
Well, yes, I'm the principal pops conductor with the Columbus Symphony in Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, so I have a lot of concerts with them. But actually next week, on Tuesday, I leave on the 10th to conduct the Houston Symphony in a Superheroes 911 tribute on the 11th. And then quickly fly back on the 12th from Houston, Texas, to start our rehearsals on the 13th with the Marin Symphony.
Oh.
So, yes, and it's, so there's a lot of travel involved, which makes this even more exciting, Emmanuel, because this is my home, and I can literally walk to work, and I am so excited about not having to get on the airport and go down to the SFO and take a flight. This is so exciting. I love being able to go to the farmer's market and just walk to rehearsal.
This is Emmanuel's special edition of the French Connection, speaking with Maestro Stuart Chaffetz, who's going to be conducting a symphony, Pops, right here in Marin County next week. Maestro, have you seen those people perform with you before?
Oh, absolutely. I've had an opportunity to work with them almost 12 times now, 12 different orchestras. So that's probably 24 or 26 different performances in itself, and they're fantastic. That's why when the Marin Symphony approached me and said, what would you like to do? I said, well, we have to do Cirque de la Symphony. The audiences love it. It's a great opportunity to hear wonderful, like classical repertoire like Thunder and Lightning Polka and many others, like you played Georges Bizet, the Carmen, and Mendelssohn Italian Symphony. So having all this wonderful like classical music in addition to this incredible circus production, it just, one would, you can't even imagine how wonderful the two of them combine. It's just, it's a wonderful experience.
So they're called the Cirque de la Symphonie. They're from Georgia, right?
Yes. Georgia. Yes. But they're actually, they're based in Georgia, but they live, they're from Russia and from Mongolia and from Poland and various places around the world.
And you worked with them before. Tell me, when you work with acrobats like this, I have the egg and chicken question. What comes first, the music or the rhythm of the people? Or do you turn around and see that you have to slow down for somebody? How does it work?
Well, it's interesting. Depending on the act, it's very much like ballet. You want to get the tempo just right. And when we run through a piece, say like Finlandia, they will time it to make sure that their movements and their crescendos and their finales happen exactly when we do. But at the same time, I want to find the right tempo. So there's a lot of communication musically and choreographically that has to occur to make it like a seamless, virtuosic performance. So there's a lot to think about, especially with all this great music. There's so much different tempos and different types of activities that you need to be aware of as the conductor.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're conducting the player, having instruments. You're not conducting the cirque.
Right. And that's the thing. But at the same time, I'm watching them, especially at the endings, if they're coming down from the silks. And when I know that their feet hit the stage after coming down from 30 feet in the air, I want to make sure I get that final crash just when their feet hits the bottom. And so there's definite coordination. But it's very interesting to actually conduct the orchestra, because very often you'll see that they're looking at the performers, and I get nervous because, you know, I'm cueing them, and yet they sound fantastic. And I tell you, the Marin Symphony is such a wonderful orchestra. So I'm excited. I'm so excited to see how the players will react as well as the audience to this wonderful presentation of Cirque de la Symphony.
Yeah, I want to ask you about joys and challenges of working with live acrobats. I mean, you also have difficulties, because here is the main violinist who's now focusing on that woman tumbling down those ribbons and not watching you anymore.
Exactly, and it's a little disconcerting, because I think, well, you know, are they looking? Are they going to miss the cue? But inevitably, every orchestra manages to get through, and yes, it is challenging, but I'm not worried, because there's such professionals in this orchestra, and this repertoire is standard, and we are going to have so much fun.
Wow, it's incredible. It's the music, the athletes. You're also going to bring some music to a new audience, because
that's right.
not many people, well, there is no Arthur Fiedler anymore.
Right. Right. Oh, that's a very interesting name that you brought up, because he really is the father of symphonic pop.
Yes.
And, you know, we've had this symphony orchestra is known for its wonderful classical programming, and to be able to bring a whole new audience in based on the programming, people that normally wouldn't come to the symphony orchestra to hear Brahms and Beethoven, but now they have an opportunity to hear the Marin Symphony for the most part, for the very first time. And so I'm excited about that, bringing in that part of the community that normally wouldn't experience a symphonic performance. And that, to me, seems like we're doing our job to reach the entire community. And this is an exact wonderful program for someone who may or may not have been to the symphony for the first time. With all these light classics, it's still a focus on symphonic music. And yet, at the same time, you have people who are very interested in Cirque de la Symphony, who have maybe seen them in Las Vegas or various other cities. And then to have that combination of live music, there's nothing like it. I know personally, if I listen to a recording versus listening to live music, there's just no comparison. It's just that much better.
Yes, absolutely. And the San Francisco Symphony had the Cirque de la Symphonie, and they said the same thing that you're saying, which is that it brought brand new audiences to the San Francisco Symphony.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And how wonderful is that to be able to really reach the entire community and having all the Marinites come and enjoy themselves and come out and say, you know, that was really fun, and I had no idea how great the symphony orchestra is. And so that's really our mission, and in particular my mission as I've come on board here, to really make that part of that community aware of this great orchestra. That's going to be my focus.
I'm speaking with Maestro Stuart Chaffetz right here on KWMR. And this is KWMR, 90.5 Point Reyes Station. So we were talking about you being all over the world. You're going to go to Naples and Winnipeg and Phoenix?
That's right. It's been such a wonderful opportunity to get to know various orchestras and have special relationships with them through the years. Seattle Symphony, beautiful Detroit Symphony, wonderful ensembles that I've just learned so much and have enjoyed sharing and experiencing some great music.
And is there any big round eyes when you arrive, or the symphony players already know what's going to be going on?
Well, you know, it's very interesting. As a pops conductor, very often the players are seeing and hearing the music for the first time. Some of the pops arrangements are not standard repertoire, unlike this concert where it is standard repertoire, like classic program.
Uh-huh.
The next following weekend. But it's amazing how well-trained American musicians are in the professional orchestras. They can sight read almost anything, and they're stylistic. And because they play together all the time, they just sound like a million bucks. But most orchestras are just really wonderful to work with. And so, you know, when the Cirque de la Symphony happens, yes, I mean, the look when they haven't done it before, and to see people flying in the air, you know, during Ride of the Valkyries, you know, that's a one in particular, if you can imagine this sort of strongman flying around on silks above, you know, boom,
yes.
Boom, 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 boom. It's visually and stunning, and it's a treat. But to see some of the woodwind players with the big eyes looking up in the air like, oh, my gosh, you know, it's really fun.
Yeah, I've seen women on those very wide ribbons playing with those ribbons tied to the roof of a very high church in Paris, and
yes.
That's high. And
yes.
and I tell you, you go on your knees and you can pray better when you see what they're doing.
Yes, absolutely. It's a wonderful visual treat.
Also, on the player point of view, the orchestra point of view, those pieces are short. Usually they play something in three movement, and this is very short. So that's different, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But at the same time, there are a lot of notes for the player. So it's very challenging. When you when you put all of these wonderful gems on one program, it's like a lot, you know? And I mean, just write the overture to Ruslan and Ludmila by Glinka alone, the notes in that are incredible. And Dance of the Comedians and Smetana. And there's so much. And as you has played earlier, the Mendelssohn Italian, the last movement, the Saltarello, the Presto, is just so many notes. So while it's short, time-wise, the amount of music and technical ability to get through a program like this is quite challenging for a player.
Do you or do they select the music?
Well, I think it's a combination of both. Very often I'll have a conversation with Cirque de la Symphonie, and then I'll have a conversation with the various orchestra that I'm conducting and find out what pieces they've done recently. So I don't want to double over and say, oh, well, we're doing the Mendelssohn Symphony No. 4 next week, so we'll always want to make sure that we pick the right program.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Yes. So in this case, yes, it was the Marin Symphony, Cirque du Soleil Symphony, and myself. We came up with the perfect combination.
Because I'm surprised that Finlandia is part of what you're going to do. It's a kind of slow piece.
It is, but if you remember, in the middle, there's some very exciting, very percussive, pum, because tum, 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 you know, and
yes.
Very, very rhythmic and stately. And this one in particular is the grand finale, and it's got the strong men coming out during it, and it works perfectly. I can't even begin to describe what it's like to see these two strong men painted in silver walking across the stage, and then, you know, like balancing on each other's heads. It's incredible.
So I want to remind people, the Marin Symphony, Cirque de la Symphonie, it's 7 p.m. on September 14, 3 p.m. on September 15, at the Marin Veterans Memorial Auditorium in San Rafael. You can get tickets by going to tickets.marincenter.org, or the phone number is 415-473-6800. Maestro Chavez, I want to thank you for being here this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me, Emmanuel. I can't tell you how excited I am to be part of the Marin Symphony.
Yes, I can tell. I can hear that. I'm very appreciative of the time you took.
You could say, break a baton. How's that?
Break a baton. Do you use a baton?
Of course.
Oh, you do. Some people don't. All right.
I know.
Again, Maestro Stuart Chaffetz, the conductor of the Marin Symphony Pops, that's going to be here next week at the Marin Symphony. Again, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Bye-bye.
Bye.